What you missed on Weekend Mornings with Jason Dacey.
This is Money FM 89.3 Career Crossroads. Five signs you're exactly in the right job. Earlier on, Adrian Chu, Master Career Coach and founder at Career Agility International, gave his signs that you're in the right job. I'm going to share mine now, Adrian, plus some war stories. We always like our war stories. Yeah. And this is going to demonstrate things that have happened to us in our careers that reinforce the points that we're making. Okay, my first point, you lose yourself in the job. And I think you touched on it earlier, but you're in the job and you don't even think about anything else. You're so engrossed and you're so much loving what you're doing and you just feel great.
Yeah, it's almost like you're not working at all, right? It's such a passion, such a joy. It's like, what? I can't believe I'm being paid for this.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing how you can feel happy, and it just something about it intrigues you, and you want to find more and more layers of the job. And I always tell people who want to get into broadcasting or journalism, don't try and look at the money or the glamour, because that's very much a small point of that. It's all about other things.
Yeah, and the hours are long as well, right?
The hours are long, and as you know, we're here on a weekend morning. But I think the craft, fall in love with the craft of what you're doing. And I think, you're in oil and gas. That was something that that you did as well.
Yeah, and also look at the results that you're bringing, the change you're making to people's lives. Like for myself as a career coach, I've seen how people from right at the bottom of their experience, after coaching and talking to them and shifting their perspectives, they make a change in their lives.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just amazing.
All right, that's my point number one. Number two, passion is greater attraction than money. And you spoke about money earlier on. This is 5 points that you are in the right job. So the passion rather than the money is why you're in that position.
That's very true. And but some people are driven by money. But I think the long-term sustainability is still passion, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's going to maintain you over a number of years. Money can only take you so far.
Yeah, that's true. And it's the passion that gets you up in the morning that gets you to work and getting all the good stuff done.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, point number three. Inner circle supports you. The inner circle that you're working with supports you. Now, you and I have been in jobs where we've been supported and when we haven't been supported, and it's a very different experience.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right, exactly right. I think it's the people around you that makes the work experience special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the other way around as well. So it's critical, because your bosses and your people, even the people supporting you as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it's critical.
Yeah, and I think I was actually reading more about this online. I remember seeing a phrase, and it's something, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's something like, if your inner circle isn't behind you, find a new inner circle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. That's,
if your inner circle doesn't believe in your dreams, find a new inner circle.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I surround myself with people who are positive, who are encouraging.
Yep.
Yeah, and we help each other.
Yeah, and I think in a big company, and I've worked in some multinational companies as you have, you really need to also have someone supporting you from above as well. You need to have people, different people, even an admin person supporting you. You need all kinds of support in that inner circle, don't you?
Yeah, it's an ecosystem, right?
It is.
Yeah, it is. And when one disappears, it gets, you better find someone else. Or but you definitely need, because we don't work in isolation, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I think you can get lost in a big company. If you don't have the right support system, you can be overlooked, forgotten. Even if you're outstanding, you need to have some boss that's championing your causes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's good that, especially if you have a mentor, or someone who's a real great sponsor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think it works the other way too. Part of the longevity of a job is showing interest in developing your subordinates, as they say in HR terms, where you've got something that you're giving back to people within the company.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
All right. Well, I'm glad that that's important. So point number four I have, the job has meaning to you. You're doing something that's meaningful, something that contributes to society maybe, or just makes you feel good.
Yeah, that's true. Otherwise, it's an empty shell of what you turn up for work anyway, right? So, yeah. And I think a lot of us are very motivated by different things. Some of us are motivated by the how we help people. Some people are motivated by just the work environment. But yeah, you have to find meaning in your job in order for it to be sustainable.
Mm.
And one thing also is that how do you find meaning in your job? A lot of times you start thinking about the change you make in people's lives, or what would happen if you weren't there.
Yes.
Yeah, so especially that's how you explain your job to the kids, to your kids as
exactly.
well.
Exactly, and even something like being a toilet cleaner. Someone said, if you're going to be a toilet cleaner, be the best toilet cleaner in the whole world, And because if you're not doing your job, people are going to know about it, aren't they? You're contributing something.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, there was a point in time in my career when I was running my own business. Mm. I was the CEO and toilet cleaner at the same time. So I had to clear the rubbish and everything. And I took joy in it because I say, hey, at least I have an office with a toilet.
Yeah. You know, I've worked in sort of odd jobs between broadcasting jobs over the years. And I remember one time I was working in a department store in London. I think it was Liberty's department store. People might remember that one, a very famous one. And, just serving the customers and helping the customers and giving directions, even though I was only there for a few weeks, it made me feel good because I was being of service to them, you know. And we had Ron Kaufman, the service guru, on the show last weekend. He spoke about understanding what the needs of the customer are and tuning into them. It's very satisfying.
Yeah, that's true. And, when you're younger, yeah, we're more easily satisfied if you're just helping people out.
Exactly. And the final one, 0.5 of, the five signs you're exactly in the right job. Point number five, it is a stepping stone to greater potential. So you can see it moving you on to somewhere else. And this was one of your points as well, I think. You can see how this fits in your career picture.
Yeah, that's right. It's part of your career strategy, even right down two jobs down the road. Mm. But it's a journey. I believe our career is a journey, both for ourselves and for the people around us and the people we help.
Yep.
So we also have to know that, you know, it's no job is permanent either.
No.
So you're in this role right now at this point in time, you make the most impact and the most change. And then, you know, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I guess you got to trust your intuition, trust your gut when it's time to move on. You know, when that starts to feel a bit stale, I guess, as you mentioned before, where it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I started off in journalism many years ago, I was at a newspaper called the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia. It's a famous newspaper. I think it was established in 1831. Like the Straits Times, very established and, well-respected. And I remember I got a job as a teenager. I was a trainee journalist. And on Thursday, all these people were leaving the office or leaving our floor at the office. And they were heading up to, I think it was to the seventh floor. And I'm, where are they all going? And so I've sort of just followed the crowd. They were going to get paid. I didn't realize that was part of the job.
I get paid for this
job. I hadn't even thought that I get paid because I was loving what I was doing so much as a training journalist. I mean, I kind of knew that I was going to get paid, but I'd sort of forgotten because I was so engrossed in what I was doing. This is not an exaggeration, but that was why I was following my passion as a journalist. And money wasn't really part of it. And I can tell you what I got paid. It was $120 Australian dollars, which is similar to the Singapore dollar. $105 clear after tax.
Wow.
Per week. Yeah, this is, so I know it was monthly here in Singapore, but it was more weekly.
That was when you first started at work.
That's when I first started.
Like about 50 years ago, right?
Roughly. Not quite that long. But many decades ago, that was my experience.
So, but it wasn't about the money, was it?
It wasn't about the money, you know. It wasn't about the money. And I've been in other jobs too where, I just didn't think about the money. It was about the passion. It's about sitting there. You know, you're a broadcaster or you're reporting on a big story. You're not thinking about the money. You're thinking about getting the job done, doing it right and doing it well.
Yeah. And one thing you brought up very, very correctly just now is the word craft. Mm. Owning your craft, you know, you look at it as a practice and you're the expert, you know, you're getting better every day.
Yes.
Yeah, you treat your job with respect.
Yeah, that's the thing. Craft is what it's all about. And it can go across any industry, whether it's, you were in oil and gas, I'm in broadcasting, whether it's being a doctor or a lawyer, engineer, learn the craft, learn the nuts and bolts of the job and just fall in love with it. And I think you can have a great time. What do you think?
And it's true. And you're exactly right. You know what? No matter what job you're in, you have to be professional about it.
Yeah.
So just learn the craft, master the craft, and pass it on.
Yep. Okay. Well, very inspired here on this weekend morning with Adrian Chu. Thank you so much, Master Career Coach, also founder at Career Agility International. And he wrote that book, Career Crossroads. We'll see you again next weekend.
Looking forward to it, Jason.
Thanks, Adrian.